The Senate is stymied by the Republican filibuster. We're trying to pass legislation which will reduce the number of foreclosures. We think we know the way to do it in a fair way, in a thoughtful way, but we got to do it. And the Republicans so far are filibustering this. And the majority leader, I'm confident, is going to bring this bill back next week. Going to allow, for one thing, the Michigan State Development Housing Authority to refinance a lot of these mortgages that are out there that have been so far have adjustable rates, so-called, which means their interest rates have gone up. At the same time, the value of their homes have gone down because of the loss in value in homes across the country and across Michigan, obviously. So we got a kind of a perfect storm here where homeowners find themselves in a situation where they're, if they have these adjustable rate mortgages, particularly where their interest rates have jumped significantly, but the value of their homes have gone down. And so that has led to a huge number of foreclosures. And add on that, we have a high unemployment rate. But I think the government, however, should take some sensible steps to allow you to refinance your mortgage. And that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about people paying people's mortgage. We're talking about finding a way not just to allow people to stay in their homes by refinancing their mortgages, but we're also trying to save neighborhoods here. I mean, when you got people who are leaving their homes, and we have a record number of people who, when their mortgages are foreclosed, just simply, they leave their homes. In fact, some people aren't even waiting to have their mortgages foreclosed, excuse me, before they leave. But this hurts neighborhoods as well as individuals. Individuals, in many cases, have invested in their homes. It's the biggest investment they have. When they're foreclosed, they not only lose that investment and their hopes and dreams, but they also leave neighborhoods behind with a lot of vacant houses. That's bad for our communities as well as for the individuals.